If you're going to find an expert on a certain topic, get the best you can find. That's what I decided. When it comes to General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, quite clearly making calls to the Chinese as early as October 2020, and that's what we know about so far, apparently from the book from Bob Woodward. The book is called Peril. And I think Bob Woodward's goal was to make Milley look like he was doing the right thing because Donald Trump was so dangerous. But what he did was undermine the Constitution, break the chain of command, violate his oath of office by going around Donald Trump and then telling his subordinates at a secret meeting on January the 8th at the Pentagon War Room, you will not do anything militarily unless I say it's okay. And he went around the room and made sure everyone made that pledge to him. Outrageous. Pete Hoekstra here, retired United States Ambassador to the Netherlands. He also served as United States Representative for Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, where he was also the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Pete, good to have you back. I know you're traveling today, so we don't get to see your pretty face on TV, but we do get to hear from you, which is important. General Milley, you've read the excerpts. You've heard the left go crazy defending him. Is this defensible in any way?
It's not defensible in any way. He doesn't have the authority to do this. He compromised our intelligence because, you know, supposedly he made this call because our intelligence was telling him that the Chinese were afraid that the United States may attack. So at that point in time, the Chinese would recognize, hey, the U.S. has some insights into what we're thinking. How's this leaking out? And the third thing is, this is a guy that, just is coming off a disastrous exercise of American military might in Afghanistan. I wrote an op-ed about his performance in Afghanistan and said he has to go. But undermining the president of the United States, this guy actually did what he accused Donald Trump of maybe going to do.
Right.
No, he's got to go.
Yeah, no, Donald Trump might attack Iran, he might attack China, he might create a war somewhere else, he might never leave office. He did none of those things. Here's what General Milley did do. He took away the civilian authority over the military, which is the way the United States has always been set up. Civilian authority over the military, always been that way. He broke the chain of command. He kept secret from the president of the United States these conversations he had with China. Do we have any other mechanism to remove him from his position? Because I don't see, I mean, I've listened to his comments from 2015. China's not an enemy of ours. I've listened to his comments more recently about how the 1619 Project is accurate and critical race theory should be taught to our military. This guy is a clear and present danger. I mean, the more you know about him, you go, how did he ever get the appointment from Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, he can be impeached by Congress. The other thing is, these conversations, this should not be about the two. This guy has admitted that he's been talking to the Chinese for the last 5 years. What has he been saying for the last 5 years? What did he tell them about the pandemic? And that whether we were going to hold them accountable or not. Plus, he's not even in a position to understand our full relationship with China. He is one funnel of, you know, our relationship with China. That's the military one. What about the economic one? What about the political channels, the diplomatic channels? He doesn't have insight into all of these. He needs to go. The other people that need to go are those that swore an oath to him that they would not do anything militarily unless he approved.
Yeah.
Who are those people?
Well, these people, those folks, from what I understand, are willing in some information is floating around in the internet cyber world, are willing to come forward and testify to that exact fact. And what about the 90 flag officers that have already called for Milley to be removed from his position? The retired flag officers, generals, admirals, all sorts of folks saying, this guy can't be here.
But the people that were in the room with Milley, why are they now willing to talk about it? Only now that they've been outed. Why didn't they bring this up on January 8th and immediately walk out of the room and call the White House or call the Secretary of Defense and say, hey, this is what this guy is doing. He needs to be removed. No, they should be held. You know, There's no accountability in Washington today. No accountability to Austin, for Blinken, for what they've done in Afghanistan and these kinds of, they just merrily go on their way. And when they pull something like this off, you know, and the real question is, where is Congress? There are a few that are saying, you know, he needs to resign. But, you know, this should be a unanimous effort by Republicans and Democrats that this behavior is so unlawful, this guy needs to go.
Yeah, I fully agree. And yet, here's what's going to happen. Nothing. It's another American institution undermined, Pete. It's another part of our national security destroyed. And if you listen to General Milley talk about the Chinese, he's a damn fanboy. I mean, he's like, the Chinese are this and they're doing that. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm sorry, whose side are you on? To say that China is not an enemy of the United States, is he joking? I mean, China is 10 times the size, 10 times the size of Russia. I mean, is he delusional? Yeah.
And I'd love to hear what he thinks about COVID. Personally, I think the Chinese weaponized COVID once the virus escaped from a lab. They decided they were going to use it to push their political and economic objectives around the world. And it worked. So
yeah.
It's scary to have these types of people leading our country.
Well,
and they're doing it on their own. This guy has no mandate.
No. He has nothing. He has no foot to stand on. And the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump left the White House angry on January 20th, but he left. He started no wars. In fact, he had less military involvement in foreign theaters than any president in my lifetime, I believe. If I go ahead and check, I think you'll find that he had less military involvement anywhere than anybody before him in my lifetime.
And he decreased America's footprint wherever we were, He didn't expand our footprint. He lessened the footprint, and he kept America safe. You got what Milley is doing, but the other thing is what they're doing here is, you know, they're continuing their relentless attack on Donald Trump because for many of them, what they fear most is that he will run again in 2024. This has been relentless since he was elected, even before he was elected in 2016. The Russian hoax, it's now been going on for 5-6 years. To me, it's amazing the guy is still standing. But, you know, the media and, you know, the deep, dark state continues to go after him relentlessly.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, we've only got about a minute left here, Pete, but... is he going to run? Is Donald Trump going to run again?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
The bottom line is whether he runs or not, the things that he promoted, the America First agenda is extremely popular with the American people, and that will be a factor in the 22 elections and 24.
Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee chair, former ambassador to the Netherlands, and a guy who understands how the sausage is made, I think is the best way to put it, Pete. You get it. And you know who should and shouldn't
pretty.
Either. No, it's not pretty, but you know some of it needs to be cleaned up. We need to clean up an aisle 3 with General Milley. Thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, Pete Hoekstra, everybody. Quick break. We'll be back with Tom Coulson checking in on the color of money. All right? We'll be right back.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
Ask yourself to reflect back in April and try to remember the number of wins you predicted for the Tigers this season. For most, it was in the low to mid-60s. They notched their 70th win of the season Wednesday, beating the Brewers behind another stellar pitching performance and some clutch hitting from the unlikeliest heroes. The win total is the most in 5 years. They have 8 walk-off wins, the most in 6 seasons, and they are doing it against the best teams in baseball. The 4-1 homestand featured series wins over the Rays, who own the most road wins in the American League, and the Brewers, who boast the most road kills in all of baseball. AJ Hinch says the Tigers know they're good enough to beat anyone, and in tight situations, they are comfortable in their own skin. His team has made baseball fans around the state of Michigan a lot more comfortable, too.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.